Morning.
Morning.
I can't open my phone. Excellent. Well, I'll take it. That's all right, I got it. Nice. Oh, it's right there. Okay. Okay, so it's Numbers 12, 1 to 8. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked. Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them went out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When the two of them stepped forward, he said, listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Michelangelo. I'm just going to invite our speaker this morning in the person of Dudley Hensel. He's got a big title, Outreach Group's Pastor for St. Barnabas. He's going to be bringing God's word to us this morning. So please make him feel welcome.
Yes, sure. Absolutely.
Father, we thank you for Dudley's obedience, for his desire to come and be a blessing this morning. Would you anoint him by the power of your Holy Spirit? May he speak as your oracle. As he speaks, Lord, let lives be transformed. Let him bring instruction, correction, rebuke where required. But above all, let us see Jesus this morning. Thank you, faithful God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, it's good. Sound okay? Okay, cool. Well, good morning, everyone. How are you all doing this morning? Good. Well, it's great to be at Oakley this morning. It's my very first time here at Oakley, and I get to be on the platform. That's fantastic. Yes, great. As Ola said, my name is Dudley, D, as most people call me. Well, my mom called me Dudley, so... Well, my mom called me D, so that means it's okay for anybody to call me D, so that's fine. It's great to be here. As he's mentioned, I am part of the team at St. Barnabas. I joined St. Barnabas just under a year ago, last September, having started my training in Vicar School. I'm at St. Melitus College doing a master's in Christian leadership and also going through ordination track for ministry in the Church of England. Prior to coming to St. Barnabas, I was part of another church in North London, in Cricklewood, St. Gabriel's, where I was the community minister for about 6 years. So it's great to be amongst you this morning, and great to be bringing the Word of God to you this morning. We've just had the passage read from Numbers chapter 12, and it's a passage that talks about this conversation that happens between God, Moses, Miriam, and Aaron, and it's quite an interesting dialogue that takes place there. And at the end of that passage, God affirms Moses by saying that, you know, the kind of conversation that I have with Moses, not like with anyone else. I talk to others, you know, in riddles, but with Moses, I speak face to face. My prayer this morning is that as we open the Word of God, that He will speak to our hearts, it will illuminate our hearts, it will bring understanding, and it will bring grace to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. How many of you have got your phones with you? It's that thing we can't really do without these days. I was looking at a statistics quite recently that said that on average we check our phones about 90 times a day. Now that's not you guys here. I'm sure it's not you guys here. Or in total, we spend something like 3 hours a day on our phones. Not you guys here either. I know that's not talking about you guys. It's just me. But it's interesting that the way we use phones have changed. Now, remember this. Go to slide 5, please. Remember this? Okay. Anybody who remembers this, you're from a bygone age. This is what we used to use to have conversations. Remember, and you go, it's interesting, somebody showed me a clip on YouTube the other day. They gave some young guys one of these phones and asked them to dial, and they just could not work it out. I mean, it's so hilarious. They just could not work out how to use this thing that we used to use. About 4 years ago, Christmas 2017, I come for a large family. And we try to get together, you know, every few years because people are in different places in the world. So every few years, about 3-4 years, we try to get everyone together in the same space. And when we do, there's probably about, you know, probably shy of 30 of us gathered together. And it was one of those times 4 years ago where we gathered together. So my parents were there, all the siblings, the spouses, the grandchildren. It's just a wonderful time together. And after a while being there on Christmas Day, I realized that everyone was on their phones. Everyone, even the adults, on their phones. And so I just had this thought. I went around to everyone and said, can we do something today? I got a box. Can we put our phones in the box for a little while? Now, I don't know, that must have been the grace of God because everyone complied. Everyone put their phones in the box, and for the next 6 hours or so, no one used their phones, and we had conversations. And it was amazing because we discovered stories, as you know, my dad would share stories about stuff that had happened. He went to be with the Lord the following year, so he wasn't there the next Christmas. So it was quite a poignant moment as we got to hear stories to find out about, oh, I didn't know Uncle this did that. I didn't know, you know, my nephew, you know, was into this stuff. And it's just amazing that we were able to have those conversations. This morning, I want to speak to you on the topic, good conversations. Good conversations. Now, the Bible has everything in it. It even has telephone. Okay, you guys don't believe me. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. What does it say? Call to me, and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. That's God speaking to us. God speaking to us. And this morning, I want to look at good conversation from two perspectives. Firstly, go to the next slide. I want to talk about conversations with heaven. And secondly, I want to talk about conversations with the world. Conversations with heaven, conversations with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit, and conversations that we have with the people around us in our world. It's good to talk. That was the slogan of a BT ad some years back. Go to the next slide. Some of you might remember this guy. His name is Bob Hoskins. And this was the slogan that BT used for this ad. And at the time, it was very, very successful, and they were using a particular advertising technique called reciprocating confidences. And what it meant is that through the strap line that you use, you're creating a confidence in the consumer, and the consumer is having a confidence in your product. And this was the strap line: it's good to talk. It's very simple, isn't it? It's good to talk. And so, as we begin this journey of looking at good conversation, thinking about why it's good to talk, I want us to go to the very beginning. You know, so many fantastic stories that we heard this morning, stories about how the Word of God is such a powerful tool, a powerful resource, a place that we can go to for insight and understanding and guidance. And I want us to begin at the very beginning of the book. Now, I love The Sound of Music. Personally speaking, it's the best movie that's ever been made. I'm biased, I know. And in that movie, which, you know, is just such a wonderful movie, there's a bit in a song called Doremi where it says, "Let's start at the very beginning." Anyone know that song? Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. So we're going to start at the very beginning. Why? Because it's a very good place to start. And when we go to the beginning of Scripture, to the place where God is having a conversation about creation, we hear these words in Genesis 1 and verse 26. It says, "Let us make mankind in our image and in our likeness." Let us make mankind in our image and in our likeness. Theologians will tell us that the word that is used there in the Scripture is the Hebrew word Elohim. But when it's used in Genesis 1:26, it is used in the plural. And that's why in most translations, what you will see is this phrase that says, "Let us," the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, God having a conversation about you and me. Let us create man in our image, in our likeness. And so he created mankind in his image, in his likeness, created from conversation. You have been created from conversation. There was a conversation that took place in heaven. God said, "Let us make man." You've been created from conversation, and you've been created for conversation. You've been created from conversation, and you've been created for conversation. Destiny was forged. God talked to mankind, and mankind began to talk to God. And therein lies the root of what we call prayer. Prayer, at its heart, in its simplest form, is you having a conversation with God. And we see here in this passage of Scripture from Numbers chapter 12, God speaking about the conversations that he had with Moses. It was a different kind of conversation. It was a face-to-face conversation, as friend to friend. And throughout the pages of Scripture, we see conversation taking place. Heaven having conversation with us on earth. Earth having conversation with heaven. God speaking right through the pages of Scripture. And then we get into the New Testament. And then the eternal Word becomes the incarnate Word of God in the person of Jesus Christ. God no longer was talking from heaven. God visited us. He became Emmanuel, God with us, having conversation in person in the man Jesus Christ. Jesus, reflecting in John 10 and verse 27, says this, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." Friends, I want to say to you this morning, God knows you. God knows you because he has created you for conversation with him. They know my voice and they follow me. Mother Teresa, speaking on the subject of prayer, says, "God speaks in the silence of the heart, listening is the beginning of prayer." And I want to challenge us this morning. You know, sometimes we can be so consumed in our prayer life with the things that we are wanting God to do, the things that we are wanting him to be part of in our lives. Sometimes we can forget to listen to him, to hear his voice, to hear his heart, to know what he is saying to us, to our circumstances, about our world. Because as we listen, we will be able to then follow through and do his bidding. Jesus himself speaking to his disciples in Matthew 6, what we commonly know as the Lord's Prayer, says to them, "This is how you pray, our Father in heaven." Jesus points us that in our conversations, we begin with heaven. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. We bring him worship. And then we declare, your kingdom come. You know, the word kingdom is a word that I think every single believer in Jesus should wake up with every single day. Kingdom. Because it simply means the domain of the king, the rule, the sphere of influence of God. And because you are a Christ in person, if you're a believer this morning, because you're a Christ in person, it means that everywhere you go, every place you are in, from the moment you open your eyes on your bed, God's kingdom is present there because God is present in you. And you can begin to have conversations with heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done. You see, friends, our conversation with heaven will position us for the conversations that we have on earth. Our conversations with heaven, as we connect with heaven, it will position us for the conversations that we are going to have on earth. God speaks, and he wants us to listen through his word, through his spirit in our hearts, through the people that are around us, through circumstance and situation. God speaks. You know, when I got saved many moons ago, and we have a family name, which I think I'm the fourth generation that carries that name, and it's the name Dionysius. So my dad is called Dionysius, my granddad's Dionysius, his dad before him is Dionysius. And as I grew up, I wanted to find out about this name. And then I discovered that Dionysius is actually the name for the Greek god of wine. And I thought, I don't really want to have that as a rubber stamp as my name. Because, anyway, let's not go there. But I got saved, and somebody said, you know, you should read the Bible, read John, read the book of Acts. I remember probably about 3 weeks after I got saved, I'm paging through the book of Acts, and I get to Acts chapter 17. At this time, I was in university as a student. I was doing my first degree, and I joined one of the fraternities on campus called the Areopagus Fraternity. And so I get to John chapter 17, verse 33, and I read these words. Among them was Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus, who also became a Christian. I thought, God, you can't be that direct. My name is in the Bible. You're talking about the fraternity that, you know, I've just been a part of, and you're reminding me. And God spoke to me powerfully through his word. And I want to encourage you, as you open God's word, allow him to speak to you through his word, because I tell you, the treasures in this book. We don't have time to go into all of that, because I want to move on to the second aspect of our topic this morning, and that's conversations with the world, conversations with the people around us. You know, God has given us a message. God has given us a ministry. Every single one of us, we have the words that can transform and change people and the situations around us. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2 to 4, the Apostle Paul, speaking, says this: "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it as clearly as I should." In this passage, we see the Apostle Paul exhorting us that prayer, that conversation that we have with God, is a prelude to proclamation. Pray, then proclaim. Pray, then proclaim. If you are somebody who prays, and I trust that everybody in this place has a conversation with God, then you are positioned for proclamation. It's a good place to say amen. You are positioned for proclamation. Pray, then proclaim. You see, when you have conversations with heaven, it transforms you and activates the ministry of reconciliation that you have been given as a believer to take these words of eternal life to others. I know the first thing that we might do when we get to this point is saying, well, I'm not an evangelist. You know, I'm not called to, you know, do this stuff. You don't need to be called. If you pray, you have something to proclaim. If you pray, you have something to proclaim. Lauren Cunningham, the founder of Youth with a Vision, YWAM, reflecting on the passage from Ecclesiastes 3:11 says this: there is a God-shaped hole in every man's heart. Why? Because God has set eternity in our hearts, created from conversation, created for conversation. God has placed eternity in our hearts, and we have been given the capacity to fill that hole that Lauren Cunningham speaks about. Undoubtedly, our conversations with heaven will influence our conversation with the world. St. Francis of Assisi, who was the founder of the Society of Jesuits, had a massive influence on Christian education since the 1600s, is attributed to saying this: preach the gospel, if necessary, use words. Preach the gospel, if necessary, use words. In other words, there is something that happens when we encounter heaven, a transformation that happens that affects our lives. And because our lives are affected, somebody comes and says, why are you different? Why are you going through stuff and it seems as if you're calm and you're okay? And you know, your life, because of the conversations you have with heaven, because of God working in you, becomes a message in and of itself, a message to our world. Pray, then proclaim. Pray, then proclaim. And this passage that we read, our passage that we've been reflecting on this morning from Numbers chapter 12, as God comes down and is present with Miriam, with Aaron, with Moses. And there's this difficulty that happens because Miriam and Aaron are arguing against Moses that, well, at the end of the day, I've got words too, I can speak too. But they had the wrong attitude. And that's the attitude that God was challenging. And God had to deal with that attitude in them. Now, what's the right kind of attitude that God is wanting us to have as we draw our message to a close this morning? What's the kind of attitude that God desires us to have? Well, Isaiah 52:7 helps us with that. We're simply carriers of good news. How beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim to Zion, your God reigns. Friends, it's good to talk. God wants us to recognize that we are simply people who've encountered heaven. Not special. There isn't anything that marks us off as unique and special. We're all just ordinary people who serve an extraordinary God. And that's the good news that we have. My prayer this morning is that as we have conversations with heaven, as we get deeper in those conversations with heaven, those conversations will transform us. Because you don't get into God's presence and come out the same way. You don't get into God's presence and not be transformed. And because you've been transformed by His presence, you already have in you the capacity to bring that transformation into the lives of others. That we might truly be the source of good news, the very good news that Jesus says, forgives, heals, and restores. Maybe you're here this morning and you're saying, well, you know, that feels like, you know, it's a bit far from where I find myself. I don't even know where to begin. The simplest message that we can bring to others, having experienced God's love in our lives, is to tell them, God loves you. Our world is crying out for an answer. Gospel singer Angry Crouch put it this way in his gospel song. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other, because Jesus is the way. Just going to lead us in a song and just ask that you open your hearts now. Just allow God to minister to you. I'm not going to, you know, say anything or pray, but just allow yourself that space with God to encounter Him, even as she ministers to us.